الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد we will discuss a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion had a dream and he narrated this dream to the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Now various scenes were opened up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our objective of narrating this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we too can take lesson from here. And if need be a person, he makes tawbah, he repents, and he turns to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. And the moment a person makes tawbah, he repents, he turns to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, he becomes the beloved and the friend of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. So it is mentioned that Hazrat Samura bin Jundub radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would occasionally ask the Sahaba if any of them had seen a dream. If anyone had seen a dream, then they would narrate this particular dream to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on one particular occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained a dream that he had seen to the Sahaba. He explained that two people came to me last night. They got me up and they asked me to accompany them. I then accompanied them. So as we proceeded, we came across a person lying on the ground. Next to him was a person standing with a huge boulder. He would take the boulder and strike the head of the person that was lying on the ground, causing his head to crush. And then the boulder would roll away for a distance. This person would then go behind the boulder and fetch it. And by the time he would return to the injured person, his head would return to its normal state. He would then take the boulder and strike him for the second time, as he had done the first time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the two companions that who are these two people? They told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, intaliq, that you proceed further, let's go further. As they proceeded further, they came to a person that was lying on his back. One person was standing by him with a steel hook. And then he would go to his mouth and rip the area between his jaws and the shoulder. And some narration states that the area between his nose and his back, his shoulder. And some narration state between the eyes and his shoulders. Then they would go on to the other side and do the same. The person would hardly finish with the second side, and the first side would return to its original state. So then he will come back to the first side and he will repeat the entire procedure again. So here also Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that who are these two people? So they told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that proceed further. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, then we came to a particular place where something resembled an oven. The narrator states that I think Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I heard a lot of noise here. So we peeped into this oven and we found men and women without any clothing. Flames of fire would appear from beneath and engulf them, causing them to burn. So I asked that who are these people? So again the two companions told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said proceed further. We then proceeded further until we came to a river. Here the narrator states that I think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it was red in color like blood. Meaning the water of the river was red in color like blood. So one person was swimming in the river. And there was another person standing on the bank of the river who had gathered a whole lot of stones. So when the person swimming would reach the person that is on the bank, then the swimmer will open his mouth and the person on the bank would place a stone in his mouth. This person will then start swimming again, and after a little while he will come back to the person that is standing at the bank and again open his mouth, and this person would again put a stone into his mouth, and this procedure would continue. So again Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that who is this person? So Nabi alayhi salam was told that continue further. He said then we came to an extremely ugly person. He was the most ugly from all the ugly people you may have seen. There was a fire that was burning by him, and this fire was actually burning him, and he was running around the fire. So again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked that, who is this person? So they told him that, proceed further. Then Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam mentioned, then we came to a beautiful garden, which was filled with jewels. And all the flowers that normally grow in the month of spring were found in this particular garden. And in the middle of the orchard, in the middle of the garden, there was a tall person. He was so tall that it was difficult for me to see his head, as though he was speaking from the heavens. And all around him were little children. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I never seen so many kids before. So here also Nabi Alaihi Wasallam asked that, who is this person? So they told Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, proceed further. It's a very lengthy narration, so we'll stop at this point and we will continue from here tomorrow, inshallah.